and greater today than in 2001 is that to make decisions effectively and try to make them efficiently and rapidly, you really need an alignment of the leadership to really focus on making an agreement and then dealing internally so that one can come to a unified agreement. Our biggest challenge is dealing with the outside world. But the more time we spend arguing internally with each other about what who should do or who is the leader or who is not the leader, under whose jurisdiction this or that is, it's just a waste of time. And yet many medical centers are still arguing internally instead of focusing on how to position themselves optimally to deal with the external challenges, which are increasing every month. So the challenge we had was whether it was possible to actually manage an academic medical center using a new distributed leadership model that we would put in place that would have the most impact on the institutional goals, but also still preserve the inherent structure of a medical center. And could such an approach lead to enhanced academic performance, efficient government, and improved financial results? And that's what we essentially chose to do. I won't go through all these in details, you can read them yourself, but basically I'll summarize it for you. What we chose to do was try to make a distributed leadership model where everyone would focus on the institutional goals at the expense particularly of their own institutional areas. So departments that were important and great, such as medicine and surgery and others, areas of research and clinical care, how the educational system would fill in. We try to integrate those so that everyone would focus not only on their own area, but primarily on the institutional success. And we did that in a number of ways, which I've listed to you here. And we also did an incentive plan for all the leadership of the institution, the deans, vice deans, hospital president, chairs of departments and so on, so that everyone had a significant part of their salary at risk related to institutional goals rather than their own department or area. And this became very, very important because everyone thought, I think, primarily of how they could give success to the institution in the first instance and secondly to their own area of importance and leadership. And we try to institute this by regular meetings, thinking about goals, primarily pointing out institutional importance of everyone giving something and then getting something back in the end, but trying to provide a team approach to leadership, which we then try to implement as effectively as possible. Now, here's one model that we did institute at the University of Pennsylvania. I want to say to you, it's not by any means the only model. And as I mentioned, every academic medical center has some unique characteristics that should be thought about individually. This is one model, and I know the Huron Group will discuss with you this and other models which may be appropriate for how you go forward. The one we did choose was to have everything concentrated in a dean and executive vice president. But having said that, it isn't really true because the distributed leadership model meant a very horizontal leadership model where everybody was responsible for their own area and in the end got together to work as a team. So here's the president CEO of the university hospital. There were a number of vice deans in the School of Medicine, in education, research, and so on. And there were a number of hospitals which had vice presidents who ran them and clinical care practices and so on. Again, I won't go through the details because they're not particularly important. What is most important is to get a system that really works and where everyone is on the same page and everyone agrees ahead of time in terms of the goals that one would strive for, and then subjugated their own areas to some extent to provide that. Now, at the University of Pennsylvania, the dean of the School of Medicine answers directly to the provost, as does the dean of the School of Dentistry. But having said that, the relationship between the medical school and the nursing school and dental school is very, very close on a horizontal, equal basis. And as I think Terry can point out in if she wishes later, this relationship